This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, April 23rd. Well, folks, I do want to assure you that earnings are working. We just had our first earnings report, which is Spotify, S-B-O-T. Their sales were 2.1% better than expected, but their earnings were a whopping 66.7% better than expected. And Spotify, a year ago, was losing money. Now they're making money. So this stock gapped up in the wake of its big beat, and this is the first of many earnings announcements we have. Now, this stock is only held in our most aggressive accounts, okay? And I just want you to be aware of that. But it's a good sign. It's a bellwether, okay, that earnings are working. Now, not every stock is, of course, going to have good earnings. They're going to shoot the stocks that don't beat. But, you know, rest assured, you know, we do have, you know, like a 95% beat rate. And so far, so good. And the market's turning its attention now to earnings. So despite that NASDAQ sell-off you saw last week, that was largely unwarranted, okay? That was just a reaction fearing, you know, escalation in the Middle East, okay, because traders like to clean out their inventory over weekends, and just other nervousness. Clearly, there's stocks out there that have problems, okay? There is rampant deflation in China, okay? Any company that has a big presence in China is suffering. That's mostly Apple and Tesla, okay? Our dollar is very strong. That means everything we import is going to get cheaper. On the producer price index, their price of goods have fallen 5 out of the last 6 months. So there is an inflation problem in America. It's mostly housing related. That's why the CPI is still running hot. You can see the prices at the pump are high for gas. That's just because demand goes up in the spring. It'll stay high going into September. Then demand will moderate. And, you know, there's all kinds of disasters in the world, you know? I mean, it's, you know, you don't have to look farther than Haiti or Cuba to see all the acute problems that are going on. So what's happening is if those things affect anything economically, sure, it'll hurt. But I do want you to know when you look around the world, the U.S. is the oasis. We have the best generic growth from our demographics. We assimilate immigrants better than most countries. The U.S. is only one of three countries that is growing right now. It's us, Brazil, and India. Every other country is physically shrinking in population. Even Canada shrank with all the immigration they have. And it's very hard for an economy to grow when its economy shrinks. And, excuse me. China lost 2.08 million people last year. You know, and it's just as simple as that. Ukraine has lost 35% of its population. So it's going to be hard for it to grow, okay? So there's just a lot of very interesting things going on in the world. But we are the oasis, period, okay? And the main thing I want you to know is the earnings comparisons are very easy for the next two quarters. So we're going to just power through this earnings season. And Spotify was a good bellwether. It's one of the more aggressive stocks, but I'm going to wait for wave after wave of good earnings to drop kick and drive our stocks higher. So I want you folks to enjoy earnings announcement season. And again, I hope to have 100% win rate, but normally we have like a 95% win rate. So just hang on, enjoy the ride, and we should be significantly higher a few weeks from today. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.